Hey there, Metal Maniacs. This is Superstar Joey Severance, and there's a tornado coming your way on the Metal Meltdown with my man Dave Softy. Turn it up.
Welcome to the Metal Meltdown, Superstar Joey Severance of Tornado. Thank you for taking the time to be here on the Metal Meltdown. How are you today, Superstar?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you very much for having me here. Definitely appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. I want to just tell you, LC turned me on to your band. He's the owner of Metal Messiah Radio, and he's our graphics designer. He makes all our banners. He's making the banner for our interview as well. He did that. We just heard a really killer track off of the music you submitted to us. I thank you for sharing this music with us. The tune was called Hate Worldwide. Great tune, Superstar. Great tune. And great lyrics to go along with it.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Would you like to tell us a little bit more about this particular tune?
Well, first of all, I mean, Hate Worldwide, everyone knows that Slayer has a song with the same name.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, and I only have one witness to this, that would be Mikhail, our guitar player. So a long time ago, I'm playing this song for him that I'm working on, and there's a riff in there, this particular riff. So anyway, fast forward a few months, and I'm reading on Blabbermouth that there's a new Slayer single, and I'm all excited, so I email him, hey, you got to get over here tonight so we can listen to this Slayer. you know, I mean, we're big Slayer fans.
Oh, yeah.
So he comes over, we're listening to this song, and it's just great. I'm thinking, oh, man, this is so excellent. And then all of a sudden, Mikhail says, hey, that's your riff. And I'm listening, and so there was this riff in the song, and I'm telling you, it was the riff that I had showed him some months before, note for note. Of course, a complete coincidence.
Wow.
But, I mean, who's going to believe it if we keep this riff and I say, well, hey, I had this riff, you know, months before I ever heard this Slayer song. No one's going to believe it. So I thought, okay, you guys can steal the riff. I'll steal your song title.
There you go. Well, dude, the band is from the Netherlands?
Well, we're a little bit from everywhere. I've been living here in the Netherlands for a while. Mikhail, our guitar player, he is originally from here in the Netherlands. And then the other three guys in our band, they are from Helsinki.
Wow. That's
so amazing. We're scattered a little bit everywhere.
And you're originally from Rhode Island, you told me.
I am originally from Providence, Rhode Island.
Well, you're right. I read all the lyrics to the songs you sent us, and I've listened to all the music. I like it all. How did you wind up in the Netherlands?
Well, we'd have to go back a few years.
That's
when
good.
I was still living in the U.S., I was actually working at Metal Blade Records. Yep. And then from there, I came over here. I had come over here for Dynamo. I think it was one of the last Dynamos that they had, and I just fell in love with the Dutch people.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have any girlfriend here. I didn't know anyone here. So I just fell in love with the Dutch people, and, you know, I ended up here. And when I was here, I ended up opening and running the European office for an American label called Pavement. I don't know what they're called right now. And then, you know, many years later, I'm still here.
Wow, that's interesting. How'd you get the name Superstar, Joey?
You know what? Well, if I have to remember correctly, that name came to me a long time ago from a friend of mine named Mark Meltzer. He had his own company, and what they did was they were working metal records to college radio and major radio stations that had metal specialty shows. But the original name actually comes from Superstar Billy Graham. So that's more like a tribute to him, because, I mean, the guy was just so cool. And by the way, while we're talking about my man Superstar Billy Graham, I just have to send a shout out real quick to my man George Corpse Grinder Fisher, because, you know, George and I, we're two old school wrestling freaks, but he just doesn't know that the superstar is the man, so I've just got to let him know that right now.
Thanks
for letting me do that.
There you go. How did the band get its name, Tornado?
We were actually called Nemesis Divina. And what happened was a lot of people were confusing our band for black metal, which, I mean, anyone that hears this know that we are far from it. So when we got our deal with Listenable, they suggested it to us, and it kind of stuck. So we went with it.
Wow. You know, Elsie, he's the one that turned me on to your music, and he showed me your MySpace. And when I checked it out, it said glam thrash. Now, glam isn't my thing, but I do love thrash. And I don't hear the glam. What does the glam part have to do with Tornado? Is that your stage presence? Is that you get dressed up in makeup and all that?
Well, no, it's not really makeup. I mean, it's a combination of things. Number one, it's an attitude, which, sadly, our style is so missing. Attitude, I mean. So that's one aspect of it. The second aspect of it is in the dress and the image. I mean, regardless of what anyone says or how true they try to be, image is very important in what we do. I mean, the bottom line is we're entertainers. We entertain people. And when I go to a show, I don't want to see someone on the stage looking like I do. I mean, I can listen to you. I can stay at home and listen to your record if that's the case.
True.
Entertain me. Get dressed up and, you know, give me something to look at besides listening to your music. Blow something up. Do something. And sadly, most bands are not. So we're hoping that somewhere down the line, we're going to be able to come along and change all of that.
Awesome.
Basically, the glam thing is a lot of attitude. I mean, a lot of people make fun of those bands because of the way they look, maybe because of the way they sound, but, I mean, think about it. I mean, really, those guys really look like some characters.
That's true.
But The thing is, you've got to have some balls to walk around looking like that. I mean, really. So well, you see?
Yeah. But your music, the sound of the music and the lyrics that go along with it, totally kick ass. When I hear the style of the thrash you're playing and the groove that you have in the style that you're singing it with, along with the music, it's very good stuff. I'm very happy to have you here today and to be able to talk about your band, because this is really cool stuff.
Thank you very much. We absolutely appreciate it. We want to reach as many people as we can. So anyone that's listening to my voice, if you can hear me and you like our stuff, call up your people, tell them, hey, I heard this new band, I like them, and then have them call their people up. You know, the domino effect.
The spreading of the word.
Yeah, you know, spreading of the word. That's how we should do it.
See, I check out Metal Archives. I consider Metal Archives my Bible. I research bands, look for bands and all that. So when Elsie, he told me about the band and he showed me your MySpace, I went on Metal Archives and looked up Tornado, and I thought at least a half a dozen names of Tornado, none of which were from the Netherlands. Now, my question is this: that name being out there, being used by other bands, do you see that becoming a problem down the road for you guys?
Well, I mean, as like you just said, usually the answer isn't in the question. You could, I mean, you didn't know anything about us or any band called Tornado, so you took a look.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not really so concerned about the band. I'm sure there are a lot of other bands with other names that are familiar to popular bands right now. I think it's just a matter of whoever gets out there to the public first.
Right, I hear you.
So, yeah, that's how I'm looking at it.
And you wrote all the music and all the lyrics, correct?
Well, I didn't write all of the music. I mean, the new demo, I wrote almost everything except Mikhail wrote the music with me to 3 of 8. And the rest of the stuff on the first demo, it was more like half and half. But I do all of the lyrics, and I do about maybe 90% of the music.
I enjoyed reading those lyrics, like I mentioned to you. Good stuff, bro. Keep up that good work.
You know, I, from a lyrical point of view, I just try to write about real things. Sometimes they're serious. Sometimes they're fun. But I think they're things that can affect everyday normal people.
I agree. I think that the words you put into your songs, I think everyone at one point or another could relate to.
I think so, too. I mean, they're just life experiences. And as far as I'm concerned, life is the greatest gift. I mean, of course, everything's a matter of perspective. Someone born somewhere else under a different situation might not agree with me. But those of us in a free society, I think the best things we have going for us are health and the gift of life.
That's it. And you can always disagree. You have that choice, and you have your entitlement to your opinion on anything in this world.
Yes. As we should.
Yeah, this is the way it's supposed to be. Tell us about the logo, the Tornado logo. I look at that logo and I wait for those red eyes to start blinking at me. I mentioned
that logo is really cool, isn't it?
Yeah. Who designed it?
That was done by my friend Alyssa. She's in the Ukraine. Alyssa is a friend of mine, and she was actually working on a children's book, and she said, hey, I want to show you something. And she sent me this really great picture of this page that was going to be in this book, and I thought, wow, this is so great. And I had actually used it as my desktop photo for a long time. It looked like something that would have been out of Finding Nemo. It was like a, you know, a view taking in the ocean. And when it came time for the band, you know, we had decided on the name change, so we needed a new logo and everything. I went to Alyssa first, and she came up with that as kind of a symbol, you know, something that people could visually see and attach to us immediately, even if they don't see the text Tornado written next to it. I mean, like, you know, when you see Iron Maiden's Eddie, you know it's Iron Maiden.
Oh, obviously.
So it's kind of something like that.
Excellent. Is Tornado currently signed? I'm not sure about this.
Yes, we are actually signed to Listenable Records. We are heading to Sweden. Peter Tatrin from Hypocrisy Pain, he is producing our album. So we'll be going to his studio, Abyss, on March 7th. We start recording.
Excellent. And this will be your debut CD?
Yes, this will be our debut CD.
Awesome.
We're quite excited.
I'm looking forward to that. So how was the process of you getting signed? Was it a good experience? Was it a long experience? Could you give us a little bit of insight on that?
Yeah, it was an experience to say the least. Okay, what happened was we had did our first demo. We did 3 originals and we did a Motley Crue cover. And with that demo, we didn't really do anything with it. We let a couple of friends hear it. I think I might have sent it to a few labels, but it wasn't something that we took really serious. We just wanted to record some songs to hear what we sound like. Our friends really liked it. The people that heard it, they really liked it. And the more we listened to it, you know, our songs are really catchy. I think that's what separates us from bands of our style or newer bands of today. I think that if you hear one of our songs for the first time, the moment it ends, you still remember it. A lot of bands today...
I agree with you, yes.
I mean, as soon as their song is over, it's already forgotten. So what happened was we decided that we were going to write some songs for and try and do another demo. So Mikhail and I, we started, you know, just writing all these songs. And what happened was, and I think the reason why I ended up writing most of the new demo, this one here, that got us our deal, is we would write a song, and then we would say to each other, okay, that's it. We're not going to write anything else until we do this demo. And then he would leave, you know, when I'm not on tour as a tour manager, I'm home all day. So what was happening was I would just play guitar all day, and these songs were just coming out. So by the time he would come over the next night so we could rehearse the songs we already have written, I would present him with a brand new one that was better than the one that we had just written. So then we'd have to scratch, and then that was a process until we finally decided, okay, we are absolutely, absolutely not going to write any more new songs. And after that, those were the 4 songs that we ended up with this demo. But with Peter not being able to do our album when it was originally scheduled, that leaves us more time where we actually have quite a bit of songs already written for the second album. So hopefully we'll be able to have a head start that once the touring cycle and everything is finished for the first album, we could just go ahead and do a second album, bang it out, and continue the momentum.
Awesome.
So that's the plan so far.
Awesome. I'm really enjoying what I'm hearing on this EP, and I can't wait to hear the actual CD, the first CD when it comes out. When do you plan on that actually being released?
As far as I know from Listenable, they have it scheduled for their calendar for May 23rd.
May coming up?
Yes. Uh-huh. But anyway, you know, I just realized I never answered your question. Going back to what you originally asked me, so being a tour manager for so many years with a lot of big metal bands and a lot of small ones as well, you know, I made a lot of connections with, you know, press and record labels and this, that, and the other. So what happened was we did this demo and I sent it out actually first to Metal Blade for a few reasons. Number one, because I'd worked with them, so I felt a bit of loyalty. And number two, for many years, they were my favorite label. So from a fan point of view, I mean, it would have been a dream of mine, you know, to see our record with the Metal Blade logo on it. And they just weren't into it. But that's cool. I mean, they're my friends, so I understand and I can accept it.
Yeah.
So the second label that we sent it to, which realistically was my first choice if someone was going to sign us, was Listenable. Because, you know, I was used to dealing with Laurent when I would have his bands on tours that I were on, and I always knew that he really took care of his bands when it came to terms of touring, which a band like ours, we need to be seen, not heard. So when I sent it to him, I was really excited. I thought maybe he would like this. If not, you know, we'll see. And then I just never heard from him, and never heard from him, and never heard from him. So I thought, okay, well, let's try and send it out to some other labels. And, you know, a really interesting thing happened. I noticed that most of my friends that were writing me back from the labels, they were pretty much all saying the same thing. Hey, Joey, you know, this is really cool. We like it. But we're not signing new bands right now.
That sucks.
And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. However, I could understand it. And, you know, that's something we could talk about later on or whatever. So what happened was, I had written Laurent a few more times. Hey, Laurent, have you had a chance to listen to our shit? Blah, blah, blah. And he'd write me back, I'm really busy, this, that, and the other. And a few months went by. And then one day, out of the blue, I got an email that said, hey, this is great. You know, let's talk. I'm interested. And that was on October 5th.
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
it had me thinking that, wow, I know all of these people. I mean, I really have my foot inside the metal industry. And a few things happened. Number one, it was really hard to even get my friends that work at these labels to listen to it. Number two, sometimes it was hard to get a reply from them. But the most important one answer that I got, like I said before, was, we're not signing new bands. Yeah. So here's what's happening, as far as I can tell. That's going to set off a really bad precedent, because what's going to happen is, we as metal fans, the fan side, we're going to be stuck with, and it's happening now, you can see it, we're going to get stuck with all these crusty old bands that have nothing new to offer except a very cool logo from their past. Yeah. I'm not interested in what anyone did. I'm interested in what they're doing.
You see what I mean?
I hear
what you're saying, sure.
I mean, it's really hard. But, you know, from the label's point of view, I can understand it. When you are spending, I mean, it's not like they really take the time and the money to develop new bands, but when you spend some money on a new band to put them in the studio to do a record, you spend some money to advertise it, and people are just sitting at home and downloading it, kind of discourages you from looking for something totally new and try and break. So, I mean, it's a real fine line, and to be honest with you, I'm really a bit nervous for new bands. I mean, it was such a hard time for someone like me who really has my foot in the door. What's it like for, you know, a new up-and-coming band that doesn't know anybody?
Yeah, it's not easy.
What chance do they stand?
Yeah, it's not easy these days.
So with that in mind, looking ahead to the future of metal, so let's see. There are some bands that we absolutely love. Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Ozzy, Guns N' Roses. But those bands are old, Aerosmith, and they're on their way out. Certainly by now there should be the replacements. Where's the next Ozzy Osbourne? Where is the next Axl Rose? As far as I'm concerned, these people haven't surfaced yet, and that makes me really nervous.
Uh-huh. Well, the bands you just mentioned, would you say those are some of the bands that created the sound that is Tornado? Or would you like to tell us what bands have been most influential to the sound that is Tornado?
Oh, wow. In terms of the sound, yeah. I mean, that's real easy. And, well, you know, it's easy and it's tricky because, like you said, you can't really hear the glam influence. But I can tell you that I, musically, and visually have one, as well as our Finnish guys. However, that might come up some, I mean, it's real subtle, and we have a song which actually is going to be the first song on the album called A Statement. You could definitely hear it in there, but it's real subtle. Like I said, it's more an attitude and a feeling, but as far as the direct influences, I mean, Slayer, of course, Nuclear Assault, from my point of view, from my songwriting point of view, those would definitely be the top two, Slayer and Nuclear Assault. But I mean, the list is so long.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Exodus, Megadeth. I mean, both Mikhail and I were Megadeth freaks. Death Angel, you know, Rob Cavastani, one of my favorite guitar players. So I mean, man, if I had to tell you about the musical side of Tornado, we would be sitting here all night.
I'm sure.
I mean, Creator, a lot of the German gods, Destruction, Sodom. Yeah, the list goes on and on.
Simply put, the gods of thrash metal have influenced you.
Yes, absolutely. Great. But I mean, we like to take a bit of everything. You know, I think that our sound being thrash, you know, there seems to be like some thrash movement going on, which Tornado has absolutely nothing to do with. We're not trying to relive the past. Our sound just happens to be rooted in the past. It's what we like to play right now.
Excellent.
You know, we're not some up-and-coming speed metal thrash band. No, our sound is a bit of everything for everyone. I don't want to, you know, paint ourselves into some corner. I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. We absolutely are a thrash metal band. But, you know, we're not part of any thrash metal movements that seem to be happening right now. We don't belong to any scene. We create our own scene. If people want to come in and be a part of it, that's cool. But yeah, that's what I wanted to say as far as that goes.
Tornado is individualist. Yes. How about Superstar? How about we we go check out another tune by Tornado. How about Three of Eight? And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that tune and the rest of the EP. But let's take a break and crank up some Tornado for these metal maniacs to listen to right now. How about that?
Sounds good to me. Turn it up, people.
All right, metal maniacs, here's some Tornado with Three of Eight. We'll be right back with Superstar. Crank it up. Welcome back, Superstar. You were telling me before the break that Three of Eight is your personal favorite on the EP. Could you tell us a little bit more about this tune that kicks ass?
Well, yeah, Three of Eight, actually, I mean, three being the planet Earth and eight being the very last planet and the sequence of the planets in alignment to the sun. And basically, it's just my little tribute to this little blue planet, this amazing, amazing little blue planet that we happen to live on. And basically, the song is just about how we as humans, not all of us, are, but there are a lot of people that are really destroying this little planet. It's unfortunate. It's the only one we have. But another part of the song deals with, I mean, what if an asteroid were to come our way? Which is, I mean, look, there could be one coming our way right now as I'm talking to you. We just don't know. It is possible. And not only can there be one coming our way, there could be a total, massive impact, just like we talk about in the song.
Yeah.
One that could eliminate the human species.
I felt like that was happening yesterday when we were supposed to do this, when Skype was off the hook.
Yeah, that was something a bit strange. Technology. Yeah, yeah. Go figure.
Yeah. Could you give us a little bit more insight on the other two tracks on the EP?
Yeah. Let's see. Hate Worldwide, you know... it's a shame that, you know, there are so many different types of people in this world. And like we were just talking about a little while ago, it's a small little world. We all have to share it. But everywhere you look, someone hates someone else for something. Look, let's look at it another way. You could take all the black people off the earth. In fact, you could take everyone of color off of the earth and leave it just a whole entire white earth. And there would still be something to fight about.
There has to be.
So, I mean,
it's human nature.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It'll be about the music. It'll be how the proggers hate the thrashers and how the deathers hate the power metal people.
The most incredible thing about that is people really do some horrific, I mean, some horrific things to each other. It's unimaginable. So hate worldwide just kind of touches on, you know, all the stuff that's out there. You know, it's just really sad. And especially for metal maniacs, I mean, you know, for what we do, the people that listen to this form of music, we are the outsiders as it is. People look down on us. Your long hair, your dirty, crusty look, they look down on us to begin with. So when we start doing it amongst each other in our circle, you know, sometimes I'm on tour and there are some these Nazis at the shows, I'm thinking, wow, you see, you just can't please everybody. I mean, if you're a metal maniac and we have problems amongst each other, wow, we're doomed. And it's that's the way how that's my view of the whole human species.
Yeah,
you know, we're doomed.
Wow. Tell us more about massive extinction. And was it eugenics?
Yeah, eugenics. Eugenics was about a documentary I had watched about, you know, stem cell research and, you know, the changing of the human genome and, you know, not to create. You know, the original idea behind this wasn't, you know, a lot of people are confused. You know, the Nazis, for example, tried to claim what they were doing was the form of eugenics, which is why clearly, you know, let's march them into the fire. I wanted people who have never seen us visually to know that eugenics, this has nothing to do with the Nazis, but let's have our form of eugenics and get rid of them. But that's basically, you know, for what some doctors are trying to do now. Let's get rid of the bad genes in our bodies that cause birth defects and, you know, this sort of thing. Unfortunately, some people seem to think that life begins at conception and this, that, and the other. But I put this question to those people. Let's take a scientist that happens to be working on a plate of eggs under a microscope. And he's got his little kid with him. It's a Sunday afternoon. No babysitter. And then the building starts to burn down. What do you really think he's going to grab first to run out the door? The kid or the eggs? So you see?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Oh man, that's what else could you do but take the kid?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, I don't see why people have such a problem that scientists want to get these eggs and use them to benefit. It's for the advancement of the human species. I mean, look, like everything else that's ever been on this planet, if the human race doesn't do something and fast, look, ask yourself this. When's the last time you seen Teen Rex hanging around? One day, someone's going to be digging up and they're going to see the remnants of man. Unless,
race.
Of course, we colonize another planet. It's the only, absolute only way that the species of man will continue to go on forever.
Metal on Mars. Let's do it. Metal on Mars.
Yeah, it's time to do it.
Has Tornado been performing these tunes live, by the way?
No, we actually have not been performing these tunes live because of the distance between the guys in the band. You know, what you have to realize is that this Tornado thing is been happening in my head for many years. It's the band that I wanted to hear, the band that I wanted to see, but I just wasn't happening for me. So I was just writing these songs on my own, and then I met Mikhail, so he became the first guy into this army that I'm trying to create. And you know, the people here in the Netherlands, they're very down-to-earth, reserved people that not really into this wild and outrageous idea that I have for this band that I wanted to put together. I mean, I remember I would put these ads in these Dutch magazines or these Dutch websites, and people would laugh and say, you know, who do you think you are? You know, the way I see it is, think small, get small. So I just could not find anyone to complete this lineup for me here in the Netherlands. So what happened was, a few years ago, I was going on tour with Fintroll. They were the headliner, and the support bands were a young Finnish band called Amoral. This would have been their very first tour, and a black metal band called Naglfar. So the Amoral guys, I fell in love with them immediately. I mean, this was their first tour. They were totally green, but they were down to earth, rock and rollers, ready for a good time. But most importantly, they were a lot of fun.
That's cool.
And watching their band every night, I thought, man, wow, you know, these guys are like superstars in the making. They've got it. Some of these guys just have the it factor. And I always thought, you know, in my head, wow, you know, I would really like to have a band with some of these guys right here. But, you know, nothing ever came of it. So finally, when the second, you know, for the songs for the second demo were starting to take shape and they were just kicking ass, and Mikhail and I really had to start doing this seriously, I got in touch with those guys and I said, listen, let me make you an offer you can't refuse. Ooh. And that's how those guys ended up with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So who's going to have the last laugh? Tornado will.
Well,
Tornado will.
I'm sorry?
Who's going to have the last laugh? You said you were laughed at. Who's going to laugh? Who's going to have the last laugh? Tornado.
Well,
your dreams are coming to fruition now.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I think a lot of times in life you get out of it what you put into it. Our band, our plan is to work hard, hard, hard. We want to tour with anyone, anywhere, under any circumstances. But, I mean, our main goal when we hit the stage is to rock out. We want to entertain people. We want them leaving like they were wiped out and they've had a good time. Yeah, I just left a rock and roll show.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So that's our plan. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But, yeah, we are on a mission. Tornado is absolutely on a mission.
Yeah, it sounds like it. What do you do, Superstar, when you're not doing band stuff? Do you have a regular job?
Well, tour managing is my regular job. When I'm not on tour, then I'm here doing Tornado stuff and other music business-related things.
I see. Does Tornado have any merchandise available for the fans?
Well, we don't have any yet, but I do know that Listenable, with the release of the album, they do plan on doing, like, a T-shirt CD combo. And then, you know, our merchandise company, In Your Face, from Germany, we'll be getting together with them real soon, closer to the release of the album date, to try and get all of that stuff coordinated. You know, we're still a young band. We're trying to get the name out there. So we're taking it baby steps, one step at a time.
I'll tell you what. When you have information, like when the CD is available, and when you have other merchandise like T-shirts available, let us know. We'll spread the word for you and see what we can do.
Absolutely will.
Excellent. Could you share with us what your thoughts and opinions are on downloading and file sharing?
You know what? Yeah. Listen, let me tell you.
Give it to us.
And I might sound like a hater right now, but I don't care. It needs to be said.
Say it, bro.
There are two sides of downloading. There's a pro and cons.
Obviously.
The pro side of it, the one side of it that I absolutely love, I love that in this day and age, that people everywhere can actually hear for themselves, in the privacy of their own home, a product that they may or may not want to spend money on. The reason why I say in this day and age is because bands are simply not writing records and music the way they used to. There was a time when you got a record deal, it was something special. It meant something. You worked hard for it in the clubs, you know, trying to spread your name out, passing out flyers, this, that, and the other. It's not happening anymore. Everyone's got a record deal. Every idiot with a computer at home is now a record label. I mean, it's total bullshit. Enough is enough.
Well,
so
It's only going to get worse. It's the power of the internet. I mean, 20 years ago, you didn't have the internet, and actual bands actually got contracts, got paid good money to be signed. Now you have so many bands out there that are making their own music, giving it away for free online, and these up-and-coming bands that are trying to get signed, like you said, there's no way they're going to get signed. They might, but they're not really doing it, getting signed to make money. They're doing it to get the music out there, and they're doing it for the love of the music. They're not really making a living on the music.
Well, yeah, let me stop you right there. There's a difference between not making money on it and not doing it for it. Look, I don't care what any band tell you. I'm going to tell you right now, for me personally, I mean, for the love of the music, that's obvious. It's a given. Shouldn't even be asked. But as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I'm telling you when, and I'm sure every other guy who gets on a stage that's got a guitar, they'll tell you the same thing. When I was a kid standing in the mirror trying to do my best Paul Stanley, when I was reading the magazines or whatever and seeing Kiss or whatever bands I was into and seeing the crowd just scream for them, I'm thinking, oh man, that looks great. I want that too. When I would see all the girls hanging out, I'm thinking, yeah, I want that too. So yeah, that's one reason why we do this. It's part of the territory. However, there's another side of it, which, I mean, this is a lifelong commitment. It's not something that your parents tell you to get into when you're a kid. Here's a guitar. I think you should try and join a band and become an entertainer. You really have to be dedicated to what you're doing. You have to love what you're doing. So when people say, I'm doing it for the love of the music, yeah, that's a given. Why else are you doing it?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean,
right?
It's a big-time commitment. People, bands, successful bands that spend a lot of time on tour, they leave a lot of loved ones at home, and it takes its toll on a lot of people. I've watched it happen. So bands that really stick to their guns and do what they do, they really sacrifice a lot to give back to their listening public.
That's true.
So, I mean, but that's a given. I do it for the love of the music. That should not even be asked.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, bro. So when can the fans of Tornado actually see you perform these tunes live?
Well, you know what? We are going to do this record. It's coming out in May, like I said.
In May.
The plan right now is to try and get on a pretty big tour package sometime in the fall. And then, you know, take it from there. Hopefully we're going to try and see if we can do some festivals over the summer. We actually were just confirmed for a pretty big festival, which I can't mention right now because they being the festival organizers, they want to mention their lineup, you know, when they have a bit more of it complete. So we'll tell you about that a bit later on.
Yeah, sure. When you get a flyer for that, send it to me and I'll start posting it for you. No worries.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, that's what we're here for. Let me get your thoughts and opinions on internet radio. Do you ever get a chance to listen to internet radio?
You know what? I don't get. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. You know what? I keep having to go back. Gosh, I talk so much, I forget your original question. I didn't give you the downside of internet downloading.
Oh, go for it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The downside of internet downloading is that the labels that do spend money on their bands and the band themselves, you know, it's really, really important. I mean, it's imperative, actually. If you download something from a band and you like it, it's really important that you go out and buy it, because you might not think that you're not supporting the band and you're supporting the label. In actuality, you are supporting the band, because what happens is when record company A spends X amount of money on band A, whose record was only downloaded and bought, even if all of those people like band A, they're not going to have a chance to do record two because, according to the label, they didn't sell enough, and it's really not fair. So that right there is the absolute downside of internet downloading. People, if you can hear me, it's very important that if you download something from the band and you like it, you make an effort to go out and buy their record.
I totally agree. I totally agree with you, Superstar, and I always say this. If you download the music and you're bragging about how great this music is, if you're not going to buy the CD, then at least buy something from the band, whether it's a DVD or a T-shirt. Support the band. Go to the shows if you can. Even buy the CDs there, because when you go to these shows, they're always selling the CDs, and you can probably get it cheaper right from the band than you can buy it online or whatever. But if you like it, definitely support the band by buying it. Because, as I've said, you don't get the true essence of the band by just listening to the music. You need to hold the CD jewel case, read the lyrics, check out the graphics, and get the full essence of the band. That's just obvious.
Yeah, and you know what? I think in our style of music, just by looking at it from an outsider for many years, I think what's missing is passion. Passion from the public. For example, are you here?
What's that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, bro. Yeah.
You know, when you've spent a few hours of your day with your finger on the pause button of your tape recorder waiting for the DJ to play your favorite song, and then it finally comes on, and then that motherfucker's talked all the way up into the vocals so you can't record it, but you sit there anyway and you wait for the next time, that's passion. You really want this. When that same band is coming to town, you can't wait to buy the ticket, you get your friends together, you go to the show early. That's passion. In the day of the internet and everything being so instantaneous, when you want to hear your favorite song and you could just push a button and it's there, there's no passion. You see? Hmm. We've all become spoiled. It's expected.
Well, one of the things I mentioned before, and what I love about internet radio, is you're not going to hear a band like Tornado on regular radio here. Not in the States anyway. Maybe in the Netherlands. But internet radio is worldwide, and you don't hear the music that you hear on FM radio that you do hear on internet radio. That's why I'm proud to be part of internet radio, to explore the underground and spread the word on up-and-coming bands that are looking to either to get signed and to spread the word on these bands. That's what internet radio means to me. I'm surprised that you don't listen to internet radio, actually.
Well, you know, here's what I was saying. Because I work in the music business as my day job, I listen to so many bands, their records, that
I don't
have time to listen to just internet radio. You know, sometimes I'm listening to a new band because we're trying to look for new bands for this tour or that tour. So that's where, you know, I spend a lot of my time just listening to new music, but in CD form.
I understand what you're saying. I got you now. Yeah, I hear you. Well, Superstar, is there anything you'd like to tell your fans that are tuning in right now? Something you'd like to tell them at this time?
Well, I would just like to say to everyone that has given our band a chance, we absolutely appreciate it. Word of mouth is very important. If you like what you hear, tell your friends about it. Get them to tell their friends about it. I mean, it starts by one person telling another, the snowball effect. Tell everybody. Have them download our music. Yeah, spread the word, and we appreciate it. And we just can't wait to get into the studio with Peter and hear what our debut album, just like everyone else, is going to sound like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're quite excited from a fan's point of view.
Yeah,
At the end of the day, we're still fans ourselves.
I can't wait to hear the new album when it's out there. Let me know when it's available, and I'll definitely get it.
Absolutely.
And we will definitely keep the word going for Tornado. All its DJs here at Metal Messiah Radio, we're going to be spreading the word on Tornado, and you can be guaranteed that. So you have no worries about that. We'll do what we can for you guys. I promise.
Thank you very much, Dave. We absolutely appreciate it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed having you on the show today. I'm glad we were able to get this done without the aliens of internet destroying the Skype. You were very patient yesterday. We were going to do this, and it just wasn't going to happen, unfortunately. But we got it done today, and I think it's great. I've really enjoyed getting to know you better.
It was my pleasure.
And I think we've learned a lot about Tornado. Yeah, we've learned a lot about you, about the music, and what you're all about. But I want to make sure that we got it all covered. So if there's anything that you'd like to talk about before we go, if there's anything that you want to bring out there that we haven't mentioned, let's do that.
You know what? Yeah, I would. I mean, this is just a personal thing of mine, but I think people, we should really start paying attention to this little planet that we live on. I think people in their countries that have space programs, they need to start writing to their politicians and saying, let's take that step in getting man off of this planet. There's a red one right across the street. Her name is Mars. She's suitable for life. Let's start turning her into something so that our civilization can continue on forever.
Yeah, sounds great. And unfortunately, the stuff that's happening now to our world has been developing for 30, 40, 50 years, and now is the repercussions of that. And I don't see it getting any better, but may your words be heard, and may that tornado help us all in this world.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's crank up some more tornado. And I just want to wish you and all your bandmates, and I don't know if you have a girlfriend or family, if you have kids, but I want to wish you a great 2011. I wish you great success with your new album, and please keep in touch. Let us know when the album's out. Let us know when you're going to be doing any touring, and spread the word with us, and we'll spread the word for you guys, all right?
Thanks a lot, Dave. We appreciate it. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Superstar. I really enjoyed this conversation, but right now, I want to hear some Massive Extinction. How about that?
Here we go.
Here we go, Metal Maniacs. Crank it up. Crank it up loud. Best to you, Tornado Superstar Joey Severance. Great to have you on the show, bro.
Thank you. Take it easy.
Take care, bro. And crank it up, Metal Maniacs.
Crank it up.